I'm going to learn, and I want to share with you a thought before we start learning, that yesterday we learned a lot about urination and defecation. Somebody was listening to the shiur, overheard it, and said, you know, maybe we shouldn't talk about this in the Beis Medrash. I said, adarabba, the opposite, dafka. It's important to recognize that even though these materials that we're covering are dealing with things that normally happen in the bathroom, the halachas that pertain to it are very important. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from us to behave in a certain fashion, in a tzniyus way, in every aspect of our lives. That we never ever give up the concept of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim, of Dalif Ne Miata Ome, no matter where we are. And therefore, these halachas are very relevant, and dafka should be taught in the Beis Medrash. Okay, and are part of our wonderful Masechta. So yesterday we were discussing where we place the tefillin while sleeping, right? So where are we holding? We're holding, let's say, the top of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, the top line. Is this true? It is true. If not, we'll start from there anyway. Vehechi Manachlu, where do you put your tefillin underneath your kepi when you go to sleep? I'm Rav Yirmiyah ben Karla Kassis. We did this yesterday, but a little bit of review is not so bad. Between the pillow and the sheet. Shalei Keneged Rosho. Not underneath the head directly, but rather on the side of the head. We learned, according to Shitas Rabbi Chia, we place it in its hat, meaning in like a bag, tachas me rosh asiv, underneath your head, meaning mamish underneath your head, not on the side of your head. Says the Gemara, b'demafik le'lamor shedekova lebar, that the hat of the head is sticking out a shtickle, there's a blita, right? It's sticking out, lemorsha lebar, outside of it. Therefore, it's not directly underneath the head. That even though the bag is underneath your head, the part that the tefillin on is not underneath your head. The Gemara is going to bring other maisim within the story. Bar Kafra tsayer lehu bekilta. Bar Kafra used to tie his tefillin to the curtain that surrounded his bed. They used to have like those canopy beds, you know, with the sheets around it. Umafik lemorshe and levar. And the piece of the curtain going to the outside, he tied his tefillin to the outside of this curtain. Rav Sheisha Breid, Rav Idi Manach Lohu, a Sharshipa. He put on the Sharshipa. They used to have a bed, but on the outside of the bed, they had a bench where they would sit on, and that's where he would put his tefillin. Upari Sudra Alayu, and he put a sheet over the tefillin. Am Rav Nuna Breid, Rav Yosef, Zin Lechadavi Kamina Kameda Rava. Says Rav Huna, one time, I was in front of Rava. The Amr Lini said to me, Zilai Sili Tefillin. He said to me, go get my tefillin. The Ashkechinu ben Karla Kesis, and I saw the tefillin was between the pillow and the sheet. Shalei Keneged Rosho, not directly underneath the head. V'havi Adina, I knew the Yom Tefillah. He also knew that that was the day that his wife went to the mikvah, which means they engaged in relations that night. Right? It's not TMI. It's not telling us a story. It's telling us a halacha through a story. V'la Agmari halacha l'maisehu David. He was teaching me halacha l'maisa what to do. Meaning, Dafka told him to go get the tefillin on that day so he should understand the way he paskined like Shmuel, that he used to put his tefillin underneath the pillow, even when his wife was with him. Okay. Weiter in the Gemara. The Gemara asks an open-ended information question. Two people sleeping together in one bed without clothing and they're touching. Mahu, what's the lacha vis-a-vis kriyashma? Shezayachzir panav v'yikra kriyashma, v'zayachzir panav v'yikra kriyashma. So the Gemara tells us, is it possible that what you should do is each one should turn their own way and then say kriyashma so they shouldn't be or see the other one's erva? Amar leisav Yehuda hachi amar Shmuel vafilu ishto imo. This is what Shmuel says. You're even allowed to do this, even if the one who's with you in the bed is your wife. Maskif Lord of Yosef. Rav Yosef asks Rav Yehuda the following question. When you say vafilu ishto, it's mashmid, implies ishto, that woman, there you're allowed to turn the other way and say kriyashma. Velomi bayachet, it was unnecessary to say somebody else, because there's more stringencies when you're with your wife than when you are with somebody else. Says the Gemara Adarabba, the opposite is true. Ishto kegufa, when you're with your wife in bed, that is normally something that you're used to, and you have less of a taiva, and there's less chshash, a concern of hirhur, when you're with your wife. Acher, lav kegufa. When you're with somebody else, that is not like your body, and therefore there's more of a chance of a hirhur because you're not used to that. Therefore, Rav Yosef holds that with your wife in bed, it's permissible to read Kriyat Shema, but with somebody else, it is prohibited. Okay? Says the Gemara, Meisi Veifrek, the Gemara Kashi, on the opinion of Shmuel. We learned in a Braisa, Shnaim, Shishan V'mitachas. There are two people together in one bed. Zeh Machzir Panav V'Korei, V'Zeh Machzir Panav V'Korei. This one turns to one side and says Kriyat Shema. And that one turns to the other side and says Kriyat Shema. Vitanya Chrisa, we learned in another Braisa, Hayashin Bemita, if you're sleeping in bed. Ubanov and your sons, Ubnei Beso, and the rest of your family, is Bitsido is on the other side of the bed. Harezelo Yikra Kriyishma, you can't say Kriyishma. Elam Kenai Satalis Mafsakis Benan. Unless there is a garment separating the two, between your body and their body. Vimaya Banov Ubnei Beso Ktanim. If your children or your grandchildren are ktanim mutter, it's permissible. This contradicts the brisa, because the second brisa does not permit without a hefsek. Right? Meaning, if you turn to one with the other one turns to the other one, that's not allowed. Says the Gemara, let's understand this. Bishlam al Rav Yosef, this makes sense according to Shitas Rav Yosef. Lo kasha, there's no difficulty. Because according to Rav Yosef, it's dafka, your wife, you're allowed to read Kriya Shema. Right? Ha be'ishto, ha be'acher. The case is the brisa that says you can't unless the talis is with your wife, right? But with acher, who's not your wife, there, b'nei beso, right? That would be permissible. El Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, who permits you to say Kriya Shmo with everybody, whether it's your wife or anybody else, kasha, this is difficulty. How does he understand the brisa that the asers people from saying Kriya Shema without a talis? We just learned to quote Shmuel, just turn the other way. Lo mi boy. It doesn't matter if it's your wife or somebody else. So Amar lecha Shmuel. Shmuel say the following. Li Rav Yosef, who says by Rav Yosef, when it's permissible to your wife to say Kriya Shema but by turning the other way, minecha. Does that really work? Ay, vatad, you learned in a brisa. Haya yosha b'mita. Meaning, this is a Jewish way of answering a question. How do we answer the question? We find another difficulty. We give that as a question, we give that response, and we answer up all the questions that way. You understand? That's the way Jews answer questions. We complicate things with another question. So we want to understand now, when do you able to turn the other way versus when do you need to put a sheet there? So the Gemara says, Amalek Shmuel of Yosef, Minecha, can you give the following response? V'hatan, you went to the bride, like Yoshim Bemito, you're sleeping in bed, Ubanavu B'nei Beso Bemito, and you have your children, the people of your family, in your bed, Lo Yikra Kriyishma, you can't read Kriyishma, Elam Kein Haisa Taliso Mavsekas Benein. Unless you had, you can't say Kriyishma, unless you had a garment in between. Right? And your wife is included in that B'nei Beso. So even there, there's also without a talis. So this is a difficulty on Rav Yosef. Hello, Ma'is L'chol Meimer. How do you answer that question? Ishto L'Rav Yosef Tenaihu. The wife, according to Rav Yosef, is a machlokes amongst the Tanoim. Okay? Because even by other people, Rav Yosef holds there's no argument. Right? Because according to everybody, it's Aser. But vis-a-vis the wife, we have a machlokes amongst the Tanoim. The Tanoim are coming before the Amorim. The Bryce, the first Bryce that permits you, and the second Bryce that doesn't allow you. Rav Yosef establishes the first brisa, which says that according to Rav Yosef, that is a machlokas amongst the Tanoim. Lididach nami Tanaihi. So then he says, even according to my sheet, I mean, just like it's a machlokas amongst the Tanoim, as to whether or not one has to put a talis between him and his wife, that's a machlokas amongst the Tanoim. He says, even according to me, it is also a machlokas amongst the Tanoim. Whether that applies to your wife, whether that applies to everybody else, it's dependent upon the machlokas tanoim. Okay? That whether or not you're allowed to say it. It's Kriya Shema without a sheet. The brisos is a machlokas between your wife versus other people. Similarly, that's going to be a continuing theme as to whether or not you could do that. Okay. Viter. The Gemara is now going to judge the brisa that says this one turns one way and this one turns the other way. We have an additional problem. And that is, what is the problem if each one turns their backs on the other one? They're still going to be touching. Where are they going to be touching? In the tuchuses. Amar mar, zem asir part of a kriya shema. This one turns the and the other way. Ay, v'ha'ika agavos. Ay, there's going to be touching by the erva part, by the part of their bottoms. So, misayil ravuna, the ravuna agavos ain't by mishum erva. He tainas when it comes to tuchuses, that's not considered an erva. Therefore, there's no iser saying kriyashma when the two tushis are touching. Okay? I don't know a nice way to say that. Fascinating gamut we'll learn today. I just saw somebody walk in. He looked at me funny. No, this is halacha. This is halacha. Let's bring a raya to the Mishnah of Huna, who says the following. Ha'isha yoshevitz v'kotza. A woman who is sitting, and she is separating lechalosa. She is separating the challah. Aruma, when she is naked, she can make a bracha on hafrashas challah when she is naked, even though when you're naked, you normally can't make a bracha. A woman can when she's sitting. Why? Because for a woman, it's very easy for her to cover her bottom, bikarka, on the ground, based on sitting it. But a man can't make a bracha naked, because a man cannot conceal his nakedness, because he has something that protrudes from his body, as opposed to a woman who has nothing protruding from her body. So what do we see from here? That when a woman is sitting, her tuchus is covered, and therefore it's mutter for her to make a bracha. So we see from here that the tush is not considered an erva. So it seems to be a proof for Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, Targum Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Kigon sheyu paneh toichos bekarka. It's as if her tuchus was mamish like in the ground. Okay, it wasn't just covered by the ground, but rather it was like in a hole. Therefore, it's permissible for her to make a bracha. But don't bring a raya from here that a woman, that the tuchus is not erva. It's just that in this case, the entire tush was covered up. Okay. Vayter in the Gemara, Amar Mar, imayu banav ubenei beiso ktanim. If his children and the people of his home were minors, mutter, he could read kriyashma in the bed with them, even without a talis, that is separate him. How young are these children? Good question, right? V'ad kama, how much? So Amar Chista Tinokes bas shalosh shana v'yomechad v'tinok ben teisha shana v'yomechad. When it comes to a girl, it's 3 years in one day. When it comes to a man, it's 9 years in one day. Ika diamri, there are those who say the following: Tinokes, when it comes to a girl, bas achasas rei shana v'yomechad, 11 years and one day. V'tinok, when it comes to a male, ben shteimas rei shana v'yomechad, it's 12 years and one day. Okay. Idividi, but both this by a boy and a girl, ad kidei up until shadayim nachonu usharech usearach tzimach. It's referring to their breasts being prepared and their hairs starting to flourish, meaning up until they start to see simanim, signs of their puberty, so to speak. That's when they are considered erva. Then a person, you know, becomes somebody who is desire, and their hirurim comes up. But if there's none of these simani naris, then it is permissible to read by them. Okay? Amalei Rav Kahana l'Rav Ashi, Hasum, the Gemara is now going to clarify the din by two people who are sleeping in the same bed. Amalei Rav Kahana l'Rav Ashi, Hasum, over there, when you're talking about tefillin underneath his bed, there that it says, a husband and wife, you could even do that, put your tefillin underneath your pillow. Amarava, afal gav detuyuf to the Shmuel, even though we asked the kasha on Shmuel from the Braisa, who says it's usher with your wife there, nevertheless, hilchasa kavase de Shmuel, you can leave your tefillin underneath your pillow. Hacha, here, where two people are in the bed together, where Shmuel says you can say kriyashma, even if it's your wife. Mai, what's the din? Do we paskil like him or not? Amarlei, says Rav Ashi Trevkana, atu kula b'chad machte machtinu. Do we really put them, it's an expression, do we weave them together with one needle? Right? Do we say it all together as one shot? Ella, hechid itmer itmer, where we say the halacha is like him, the halacha is like him. Right? Hechid lo itmer, lo itmer. But when we don't say it, we don't say it, and therefore we can't anticipate the second halacha being like him, namely if two people are in a bed together saying kriyashma by turning around. Best thing to do when you're in bed with somebody else is don't create kriyashma while you're in your bed, but rather say it outside of your bed. Okay, the Gemara is now going to clarify the din of kriyashma, saying it by a place of nakedness, which comes up very often according to the way we describe what is erva. Today the world says NC18 means, you won't see nakedness. The Torah has a much higher commitment or standard to what NC anybody should be. Right? We don't just say if it's a bathing suit, it's okay. We go much beyond that. Let's see. Amalei Rav Mari l'Rav Papa, Sa'ar Yotzei Bebigdo, Let's say you see the hair coming out of the clothing, and this is not referring to your facial hair, but rather to your pubic hair. Mau, what's the halach? Is that considered erva that you can't say kriyashma? So says the Gemara, kara aleha, sayer. We have a gzera shava that tells us the following, right? That they're both considered erva, right? So Amar Yitzchak. So because that's din number one. Okay, that's din number one. We have the halacha of kara aleha, sayer. It tells us the following. You would say that sayer. Okay, wait. Right. Amar Rav Yitzchak, tefach beisha erva. Tefach beisha. Even a tefach from the woman's body that is normally covered, that is considered erva. Where is this tefach? Good question. Lemai. What is this talking about? Ilem listuka lube. If you're going to tell me staring at it, it's considered erva. I, Amar Rav Sheshes, lama manakasa takshishin b'chutz in takshishin takshita shebifnim. Why does the Torah delineate the jewelry that a woman has on the outside, her earrings, with the jewelry she has on the inside? Kumas, which is the area that is normally private. Why do we link those together? Lomar l'chol kol mistakel be'etz b'ketana shel isha, ki'ilu mistakel b'makom ha'toriv. To tell us, if you look at an area, if you mistakel means not just glancing, but staring. If you stare at an area of a woman, even if it's an area that's normally not covered, it's as if you're staring at an area that is covered. You're not allowed to do that. That's why the Rambam says you can't even mistakel afilu be'etz b'ketana, even by the finger of a woman. I always laugh, because whenever I go to Simchas Beis and Shoevis, you always see the woman, you don't see the woman on the upstairs by the mechitzas, you only see their finger sticking out of the mechitza. Afilu be'etz b'ketana, you can't be mistakel. So, but anyway, back to our question. What is it considered tefach b'isha erva that we're referring to? Ella, what are we talking about? B'ishto, we're talking about a woman, ulekriyashma, that if a tefach from her skin is revealed in an area that's normally covered, a person is ineligible to say kriyashma by that area. Wow. Amar of Chista, shok b'isha erva. The thigh of a woman is considered erva. You can't stare at it. Rabbi Willig, I believe, says it's not only the thigh, it's also the calf. Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, Gale Shok Ivris Naharis. The Shok was revealed of the Hebrew woman by the Nahar. Uksiv, it also says, Tigal Ervascha V'gam Terech Erpascha. You're going to see her embarrassment. So that's another area of Erva. So Tapach B'isha Erva, Shok B'isha Erva, Amar Shmuel, Koli B'isha Erva. The voice of a woman is considered erva, and of course, this is where we get the famous concept of kol isha. Shenemar, because it says in pasuk ki kolecha arev umarecha nave, because her voice is sweet and her beauty is seen, and her vision is beauty. So that's another area of erva. And finally, the fourth area of erva is amrav sheishas seir beisha erva. A woman's hair is considered erva. Shenemar sarech eider ha'izim. So we see from this that's the ercha, the hair is considered erva, and therefore you can't say kriyashma by a woman who is not covering her hair. This is, of course, the source where women have to cover her. What's the chilek then if she's single versus married? It's a good question. Many of the mefarshim are bothered by this. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam seems to say that pnuya, it's also, but lemaisa, this comes up, you're in a camp, it's a co-ed camp or whatever, you have women who work there, who are married, they don't cover the hair, and sometimes Friday night they say kriyashma right after benching, because they say the first kriyashma when? Before. So before this man kriyashma. Can you say kriyashma then with all the women with the hair uncovered? Rav Moshe has plenty of tshuvas on this. Okay, we'll continue with these topics. Come here, it's Hashem, please God, tomorrow.